thank you that you so loved the world that you sent your son, your one and only son, Jesus, that we might be called the children of God. We rejoice in Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. I'm just going to emphasize again that you can feel free to move about however you feel led during worship. The altars are open. You can kneel, you can sit, raise your hands. We just start in the stance of intentionality together. And I actually just want to take one moment before we go into it. Many of us, you know, go to church week after week, and so it can be easy for this to just turn into, you know, another day. But I just want to take a moment and just fix our eyes on Jesus and just declare between you and Jesus, Lord God, I'm here, I'm seeking you, and I'm open to what you have to say to me today. So you just take a moment, pray that to him, and then we'll go into our time of worship. Jesus, you are worthy of our praises. If we can just offer up some praises to him now, just from where you are, lift them up as you feel led. God, you are our sustainer. You provide us with life, but even beyond that, you sustain our lives. We are awake, alive, and breathing today because of you, Jesus, because of your will. And we praise you for that. Jesus, we acknowledge your holiness this morning. How holy, how majestic you are, Lord. And yet we are sinners. We all have weaknesses, Lord. But your blood covers it. Jesus, just like Moses, when he desired to look upon your glory, had to hide in the cleft of the rock. But that cleft and the rock wasn't even enough. It had to be your hand, Jesus, covering him. It has to be your blood. The fig leaves are not enough to cover our shame and our guilt. It is your blood and your blood alone. And you didn't have to offer it, but you did, and you do because of your love. So Lord, may we never forget the wonder and the glory of your blood that you offer for us. That your love is so great, Jesus, that even in our weakness, you desire to be with us and you make a way. You always make a way. We hold on to your promises this morning and we hold on to your love. And we praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Water.
Spirit, we ask for humility this morning. Would you pour your Holy Spirit fresh upon us?
Just have us to hang out here for a few minutes. Oftentimes the word repentance is one of those words that we don't like too much. It's an ugly word for stigma sometimes against it, but really it is a beautiful word. A pastor friend of mine says repentance is God's gift to his people. Peter, when he was preaching, healing the crippled beggar, then given a sermon in Acts chapter 3. It says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. How many of you want a fresh encounter with Jesus today? He's here in our midst, and he desires to meet us. And oftentimes, repentance is the avenue and the road to meet him. And so even as we're singing and we're singing, give us clean hands, give us pure hearts, let us not lift our soul to another, cast away those worthless idols, turn our eyes from evil things. The Lord may just be prompting you, pricking your heart with something. Something that he may have, that he's saying, this has your focus, this has your attention, this has you weighed down, this has you in bondage. Would you repent? Would you acknowledge it before me, confess it, and then turn from it? That refreshing would come, and that encounters with Jesus would come. And so if we would just take a moment, Holy Spirit, believe you are in this moment working, already bringing to our attention things that you are saying, oh, Jesus is so much better. You are not one of shame and condemnation. Your conviction is not shameful. It's not condemning. It's kindness. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance. And so even in the name of Jesus, I would bind every condemning, shaming spirit, and even those words of condemnation and shame that we speak over ourselves. We bind those works, and we even say, Jesus, we want to hear from you. We need you. We need a fresh encounter with you by your Spirit. So if the Lord is bringing something to your attention, would you just spend a few moments in confession and repentance before him?